Hello and welcome back to another episode. This is Josie and
Mac.
And today we actually have some bittersweet news. Well, mostly bitter. We have decided to end this podcast. We just don't think that it's working, and it's really hard for us because, you know, we love our viewers.
Yeah, it's just become a lot of work, really stressful with everyone asking us things and whatnot, so yeah. This is our last episode.
And we're actually not even going to do the episode. We're just going to go now, so bye.
April Fools! You should have seen the look on your face. You guys fell for that.
You were so sad. Wow.
All right.
And if you were excited, well, then that's disappointing.
Then why were you listening?
Yeah. No. You were not excited. You looked so sad. So.
All right.
That was the only April Fool's joke I've done today. So.
Yeah, same. Kind of disappointing. I'm usually a big April Fool's guy.
Yeah, it's just like hard these days.
But some of our listeners did send in some April Fool's jokes that they like. My friend Kaylee Fry responded, one morning before school, I put baby powder in my sister's hair dryer, and it was pretty funny. How would you react if Emma did that to you?
I would be pretty angry.
Just get baby powder
especially
all over.
Especially since I would have already showered to,
and
like,
it's early in the
I'm
morning.
Probably running late, and then I'd be like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I could imagine that being pretty funny. Daniel Lord, designer of our cover, said he puts flour on the ceiling fan. So that's similar to the baby powder. Another great prank. Flour going all over the place.
Yeah, that would be bad.
I don't think mothers could be very appreciative.
Yeah,
of that,
definitely not.
And then Roz Leach said, when my brother loosened the bindings on her skis, on my skis. So I guess I'm assuming she was skiing and her skis fell off.
That's tough.
That's funny. And last one, Anna Murphy went, I mentioned this one, I think, during yesterday's episode, but she said, definitely putting toothpaste into Oreos instead of the cream.
Yeah. Actually, a friend of mine did that to her dad, and her dad really liked the Oreos, and he ate all of them.
Oh my goodness, they were like minty. I actually, someone did that to me once, and
that happens sometimes.
Not happy.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, I feel like that's a good thing to do right now. Like, if you're living with someone, like, do a little April Fool's joke to try to lighten the mood.
Yeah, nothing crazy. You don't want them to actually be mad at you. But
yeah.
Something that where you can.
Because then you're stuck with them. So.
Yeah.
And also, so speaking of how the designer of our logo submitted something, we took that logo and we actually made some shirts. We didn't make very many, so.
Yeah, but only one person responded. There's still four shirts up for sale.
So there are
guys,
four.
So.
Who responded?
Shay Milburn responded.
Nice.
So
there's four large to extra large shirts still up for grabs.
Yeah. So just shoot a DM.
They have our. They're yellow. They have our logo on them.
$17.
And if you don't have Instagram, and you know Makarai, you can text us,
You can text
too.
Us. Yeah, that's fine.
Also an option. But they're actually pretty cool. I really like
I
them.
I would say they're very cool.
We're not making profit off of them.
Yeah, no. They.
So I'm don't think we're
probably
like.
Probably losing money, but it's worth it to get the name out.
Yeah. So 17 bucks. Do it. DM us. Okay, what else is there to talk about? Let's see.
Well, I do want to give a quick Newport update. It's a little more serious
yeah.
than what we've been talking about.
Oh, yeah.
So, Newport Daily News and Newport Buzz both reported that three Newport firefighters have tested positive for coronavirus. It says here that the three are all in self-isolation right now, and all the fire department is practicing, like, social distancing as best as they can, strict sanitization and all that stuff. It's still scary. My brother's a firefighter, so it hits kind of close to home. But it really makes you think. I mean, these guys, like firefighters, police officers, other people like that, they really are, like, on a regular day, they're putting their life on the line to protect us. And then nowadays, it's even heightened because they have to go to work. Someone has to do those jobs, and they're in and out of hospitals and all that stuff. So it is scary. So keep that in your thoughts.
Yeah, definitely. That's really scary. So is there... recently, the Providence Journal did like an article assessing Donald Trump's reaction to the coronavirus versus Gina Raimondo, and there was lots of different categories like where they were graded, but overall, Gina Raimondo got an A and Donald Trump got an F. And obviously, like, it's not like an actual. Like it's not like, no, you get an A, you get an F because of this statistic. But it was, like, interesting, and I'm sure that'd be an interesting article to, like, look at. If you want to, I bet you can, like, look that kind of thing up. But I just think that it's nice to know that our governor has been reacting so well to this.
Yeah, she does seem like she's on top of her game.
She's been doing a good job. And I think part of it, like, a big part of it, I think, I'm not actually sure if those are the overall, but I know the one where, I'm pretty sure the one where she got an A and he got an F was, like, just being super honest about the situation, because it can be hard as a leader to be like, listen, we don't have enough supplies.
Yeah,
it's and hard not to, like, beat around the bush. So she's been doing a real good job at that and being like, okay, so we don't necessarily have the right amount of resources. Or, like, I know she said for online schools, she said some learning's better than no learning. Mm-hmm. Like, she's just being really realistic, which is awesome.
She's been pretty upfront. I have been listening to her talk pretty... not every day, but almost every day. And she, I mean, I've never really paid attention to her at all, ever.
Yeah,
so
no, I am.
This is my first opinion forming on her. And she seems like she's doing a pretty good job handling it. As mm-hmm. good as a job. I mean, it's definitely a tough situation, so.
Yeah, it is tough.
Good for her.
So, today I was thinking, and I'm actually living with my niece and my nephew, and I was like, what are we going to do about Easter? And especially when I was little, Easter was, like, one of my favorite holidays.
Yeah, you come down. My parents used to do, like, an Easter egg hunt, and, like, the Easter bunny came.
And there was Easter baskets, and I used to write, like, 20 notes to the Easter bunny yeah. with, like, full-on question
Lay
and answers.
Lay out some carrots.
And now it's, like, unless they were really prepared, they might not be able to order stuff for Easter. And it's, like, kind of sad.
Yeah, and also, our uncle, usually does a big Easter egg hunt every year. And
for all, like, the...
That can't happen now.
And like, he really likes doing that. So I know. It's tough. It literally, like we were saying yesterday, it hits every area of life you can imagine.
It feels like we're living in a movie, man.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That is the perfect segue. I was about to say, today I made a movie.
Unplanned. And I didn't even know she made a movie.
That was amazing. No, yeah. It's not very good because it's a little long. It's like 14 minutes.
Ooh.
But... I basically just pretended I was I had to do a current history project, and I like went to all my family members and told them, like, asked them if they would make a movie with me, and had them all say no, and they were like no. So then I asked Harry to do it. So it's like Harry and I trying. Harry is my 3-year-old nephew, and it's us trying to make a movie, and I'm about like current events. So I'm like, so what do you think about the coronavirus right now? And he's like, well, I do like crabs in the ocean. Or one time, what did I say? There was one big word that I would had him pronounce. And he just could not pronounce it. And it was so funny.
Maybe we'll have to shorten down the best
yeah,
clips so we can
that's
put
what
it
I have
on,
to work on, yeah.
Instagram. That would be
pretty
funny.
It's pretty funny, though.
Just staying creative, trying to pass the time.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly, because a friend of mine, John, who we interviewed earlier, he sent me, like, a little movie he made with his family. It's a great time to just be producing movies.
Producing content.
Content,
<man.
laughs> yeah. Any sort of content, like this, kind of. Today, I was kind of productive because I got up at 6:30,
wow.
and I worked out for 45 minutes, and then I went for a run around the pond.
I woke up at 11, made some breakfast, and I might have woken up at 10. No, I think it was 11.
I wanted to get the start on my schoolwork. That's
yeah, and then
motivation.
I just sat down and did schoolwork, and then the shirts came, so I took a quick break to look at the shirts, bring Josie's shirt down to her.
My routine is start between like 7:30 to 8:30, work until 12, take a lunch break till like 1:15-ish, and then go back till 2.
Yeah, I usually wake up like 10:30, 11. Start work at noon and just work until I'm done.
Yeah, that's smart. But so we had to have our spring break kind of unexpectedly that first week when this whole like lockdown happened. And so that week was used for teachers to, like, prepare. So the teachers didn't get a spring break, and they were really mad. So now, like, the administration has planted random teacher development days throughout the month of April, which is super nice. So, like, this Friday, I don't have school. Next Thursday, I don't have school. Plus next Friday because it's
Good Friday.
Then the Friday after that, I don't have school. So, like, and obviously, like, it's different because
I don't have school
every day. But I still get assignments every day. So yeah. I won't get like, I don't have to worry about getting stuff in. Mm-hmm. So that's actually pretty nice.
Definitely nice.
It would have been more appreciated probably if we were actually in school. Because my school, they can end at, like, 12 if I wanted to.
Oh, so. Back to your thing about your bet with Annie,
mm-hmm.
schools. I'm seeing a couple states have extended this until, like, June 10th. I think one even said sometime in July.
Wow, yeah. Well, a lot of Virginia, they canceled the schools, too.
Yeah, I think the Portsmouth Abbey is...
Yeah, a lot of private schools are doing it,
but too. They get out kind of early.
We'll see.
Yeah, that's like my sister Mary goes to St. George's, and they do this thing called chapel talks,
mm-hmm.
where like they speak to the whole school.
Oh yeah, hers is today, right?
Yeah, Mary's is today. And
did she send it?
She was working on it. She was working on it. My dad was videotaping it, and I think she sends it.
Wow, I want to see it.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. I think it's going to make a couple people from her school cry. My mom was kind of tearing up, and she didn't even go to the school. So it's actually really good. Mary did a great job on it, so kudos to you, Mary.
Chapel talk meaning like kind of like a senior year speech.
Yeah, it's usually a speech in front of the whole entire school in their chapel.
Yeah, and it's really special, so it's sad that.
Yeah.
But I think she made the most of it, and that is all that matters. I have mentioned calling my friend Margaret every day for a long time.
So today
we're going to do it. And she may or may not pick up, but as always, we have backup plans. So we're just going to give it a try.
And the backup plan we have is unconventional, but kind of fun. So,
yeah.
You know.
And we might do it even also, because it can be like as long or as short as we want. But don't get too excited for the backup plan. It's not that exciting. We're talking about a mysterious
backup plan.
Like I said, might not pick up, so.
I was listening to, what's that song? 10,000 Hours before this, so it's kind of stuck in my head a little bit.
Oh, yeah, Mac worked out before this.
Yeah, toughest workout of
really
the week. Oh, yeah, I'm feeling it.
You're going to feel it more tomorrow.
Lots of push-ups.
Oh, I hate push-ups.
Yeah, but, you know, it's been nice to work out. I have a buddy on the hockey team with me who, he's, like, a big-time meathead, so he texted me and said, you better be working out, and he was very happy to hear that I have been. And then he asked what I've been doing, and I mentioned yoga, so I sent him the Mend Yoga thing.
Oh, yeah, they have one today at 5.
Yeah, he said he was going to do it, so I'll have to check in with him.
It's really good. And it's one of those things where you're like, yoga, not a workout. And then you do it and you're like, wow.
That's what I told him. He was like, yeah, I could use some yoga, you know, stretch out. And I was like, well, if you do the sculpt, it is not
a stretch.
Yeah,
it's not a stretch.
A real deal workout.
It's great. I love it. Okay. She didn't answer. She may call back, but it's also from a random number, I think. So.
No, it's definitely from... Oh, see? Told you.
Speaking Margaret! You're on the podcast!
What's up, Margaret?
Hi!
It's finally time. I wasn't going to text you because I was like, if we cancel again, it'll just be awkward.
This might be the most anticipated interview we've done just because we've talked about
it. We mention it every time. Yeah. I told everyone that you got into Island School. Yeah.
Everyone who?
All the listeners.
Oh, my God. Great. Okay.
We have like 30 consistent listeners. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay.
Not a big deal.
So let's start. I know it was a while ago, so you might have to jog your memory. But let's start for the... When did you leave for Hawaii?
Let me check my calendar.
Your calendar.
I left on Monday the 16th. Wait, when did we get out of school?
Probably the 5th. That's probably right.
That sounds about right.
So you found out school was gonna be canceled, and you left for Hawaii on Monday. March 16th. So, was the plane, was there anything, like, weird about the airport at all, or no?
There weren't really any people on my first flight, but that was pretty much the only weird thing.
So, other than that, it was normal. And
yeah,
then...
scared or anything.
What?
No one seemed scared or anything. Like, no one was wearing masks or anything like that.
Okay, and then when you got to Hawaii, like, what kind of precautions were they taking, if any?
Well, right when I got there was when, like, it first, everyone first started, like, I think there was its first case came. And so, I guess, we weren't really allowed to leave the house except to go to the beach. Like, we weren't allowed any other public places. And then, so, there was really nobody out. And, yeah, that was pretty much it.
And then did it get worse, like, as you stayed there, or not really?
Yeah, as we stayed there, I think that it was, like, certain airlines stopped having planes going to different islands, so that the tourists stopped coming, because that's where it was all coming from, with all tourists.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. So then so then you came back a week later, right? So, like, late March.
Yeah, and I came back early because it was getting worse in Maui, so it was better to come home.
Yeah.
And then, like, the planes, it was pretty busy because everyone wanted to leave, I think, to get out of there. And no one was really wearing masks, but everyone was, like, wiping down everything and stuff.
Do you think people were practicing social distancing, or not really?
Not really.
That's the same thing we heard from the
everyone was kind of nervous, but they weren't practicing social distancing.
Okay, so now it's just you and your dad, right?
Yeah.
And so the first question is, since I know your dad is over 60, it's okay, mine is too. And you are supposed to be quarantining for 14 days because you just got back. What are you doing about shopping?
Well, the first time, it was the first day we needed to go, so, you know, I let him go because he's a pretty strong guy, you know. I think he would be able to recover from it, but, I don't know, don't want to. And so, then I think after 8 days, I went to the grocery store, but actually he went in with me, so honestly, it wasn't really...
You should not be going into the grocery store.
No matter what, if one of us had it, we would give it to each other because we're not, like,
true, yeah. Because you live together,
you're
so it's hard
in the same
to
house.
It's hard to avoid it. Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
So, what is your opinion on online schooling?
I would rather be in school because it's hard to learn new things, but I kind of like doing it on my own time, I guess.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. How about that chemistry notes today? Those were pretty confusing.
Oh my gosh. There was so much.
I know. Did you watch her video? It was like a half hour.
Great. I had to do a Zoom for crew. It was terrible.
What did you do?
She just, like, talked to us about stuff, and she was talking about that video. She was really proud of it.
That's really funny. So what kind of things have you been doing to entertain yourself since, you know, you're kind of alone? You're not alone, but it's just you and your dad.
Yeah.
So.
I've been watching a lot of TV. I go on a lot of walks, you know, doing some workouts.
That's good. So do you just do workouts in, like, your basement?
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, good to stay active.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like it's a lot of the same things. Have you picked up any new hobbies?
No. I baked cookies, but we didn't have measuring tools, so they came out really bad.
You don't have measuring tools?
No.
I need to keep that in mind. Birthday present.
That is so funny. Just tried to eyeball
so
how much
just,
you needed.
So you just, like, guessed a cup was just like a glass.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh,
that's tough. I feel like we've covered a lot of ground here. Do you have any last comments? Concerns?
Nope.
Okay, what's your favorite? We'll close with this. Have you ever done an April Fool's prank?
No.
No?
Nice.
No.
Well, you should prank your dad, because...
Now's a perfect time
okay,
to learn
this
more.
Is what you should do. Do you have the same bathroom as him? Or separate?
Yeah.
Okay. Then it's still fine. So, go to the one that he goes to most often. Do you have Saran wrap?
No, I'm
yeah,
not.
I don't think you do that one either.
Take the seat up, put the Saran wrap down.
That's disgusting.
It's hilarious. That would be so funny.
Put like a bucket of water on a door or something and make it fall on him.
That's worse.
What?
I feel like it's mean to bully my dad since he's so old.
That's not bullying, Mark. Like, he's an able man.
I think you just
man.
Bullied him by saying that.
Yeah,
so.
I think that was probably... Hopefully he doesn't listen to this podcast. Don't tell him you were on it. Don't give him any details.
Okay.
All right, well, thanks for talking to us. Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Bye,
okay,
Mark.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my goodness.
Classic. That was funny.
Good times.
So, yeah, it's just the same sort of thing that we heard yesterday, but... As of, like, she got here, like, eight, like she said, like,
who did we interview yesterday?
Ago, so Maeve.
Was that yesterday?
Was it yesterday? No, Owen yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, so 2 days ago. Gosh, yeah. Now I'm confusing you. But same sort of thing that, like, people are
like, they
worried,
recognize it, but they didn't really do
but they're not really
it.
Doing anything. But I think that's a main, majorly because, like, I think it's getting better. It's getting better.
I would gander if you went on an airplane right now. It would be pretty empty.
They said, I know my mom is friends with a pilot who said there was like, I think either 12 or 6 people.
Yeah, I'd say
so
it'd
like,
be pretty empty, just people who had to fly somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
And like, they'd probably all be in masks and like gloves
yeah.
and stuff. I would
I
imagine.
I think they are now, yeah.
I actually think an airport wouldn't be that dangerous right now just because.
Yeah, I think people are safe.
But, hey,
but avoid them as
if
you
If anyone's been in an airplane in the past 2 days, let us know.
Yeah, definitely avoid them.
So our backup, if Margaret didn't answer, was we were just going to ask each other random questions.
We pulled up a Q&A, and I feel like we haven't been going that long, so we can do a few.
Let's do a couple.
Okay.
You pick them out.
If you could live anywhere besides here, where would it be?
Besides here. I actually want to live in Newport for the rest of my life. But if I had to live anywhere besides here, it's funny we just interviewed Margaret, because I think Hawaii would be my pick.
Really? Wow.
Really far away, but I don't know, Hawaii just seems like so awesome in my eyes.
I know, yeah.
Maybe once I go there,
especially
I'll be,
if you're
like,
a summer guy.
There. Yeah. That's
you
the
have
thing.
To definitely
I love
like...
summer, but I also like love winter.
Yeah.
That's why Newport's so awesome.
I think, yeah, I do love the four seasons in Newport, but the problem is like I don't love winters. That are like half winters.
Yeah,
when it doesn't
I need
snow.
Ice and snow. Like this
then I'm
sucked.
Like, what's the point? You know what I mean? And then it like is kind of like spring, but too cold to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I prefer like autumn and
so.
And
well,
summer.
Where would you live?
I do love London.
Ooh.
But I don't think I could be a city girl forever. You know
yeah.
what I mean? So like maybe a few years there. I don't know. That's hard.
Yeah.
Because
I actually think Fairfield, where I go to school, would also be a good place
yeah.
to live.
Like when I get somewhere. When if I were to like you know settle down, I would want to live in more of like a small town or like a like country,
like a close community.
Yeah,
like Newport.
Yeah,
all
exactly.
Right, let's do two more questions.
Okay, you gotta choose one to ask. We have a list of questions
yeah,
in case you're wondering where we're getting these.
Oh my gosh, these I don't really like picking one.
Okay, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It's so hard. There's 100 questions. It's a lot of pressure to choose one. Oh, this is actually a good one.
Okay. What is your favorite book to read? That's perfect, because it has to do a little bit with this.
Like, this is like a suggestion.
Ah, let me guess.
You're going to think Harry Potter. Is that what your guess?
Yeah.
Yeah, Upset of the Century. I love Harry Potter. If you haven't read Harry Potter, you go buy all 7 books.
How many times have you read the series?
I'm on my 4th or 5th time right now.
Oh, my God.
It's not as enjoyable like when this time. I know everything that's going to happen. But my actual favorite book is Beartown. It is.
I haven't read it.
And I don't know the author, to be honest, but it's Frederick something or something.
Let's look it up, because people might want
to. It's literally an amazing book. Everyone I've recommended to, it's like.
Do you have it?
Yeah, we should.
Frederick Backman.
Yeah, Frederick Backman. There's a sequel that's just, not just as good, but up there. And frankly, it is an amazing book.
Wow. Okay. I might actually come to your house and grab it then. Standing outside, of course. No, we're quarantining together. Okay, so mine, I love reading, but I'm going to say the Hunger Games series. Love the Hunger Games series. I don't love the second and the third book.
Do you remember when we got in the argument because you were Team PETA?
Yes, because he's better in the books than he is in the movie.
No, Gale's better in both.
No.
We were having this argument, and at the time, I had said, have you even read the third book? And she was like, not yet. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Well, I have, I'm pretty sure. I don't know. Literally all my books blend together. Recently, though, I read... Well, there's two different ones. Okay, I also like the Selection series, if you're looking for kind of like a rom-com thing. Mm-hmm. I always think series are a good pick, especially during times right now when you just want to keep reading and reading. Like, I'm the type of person who likes to, like, sit down and read half the book in one sitting kind of thing.
Oh, if it's a good... I read Beartown in, like, 2 days.
And yeah,
it's,
exactly. Like, not and then also, Educated is a really good, like, true story. Yeah,
that's a good one.
If you're looking for more of a serious read.
Where the Crawnets sing.
Crawdads
sing. And anything by Stephen King, you can't go wrong. I've yet to be disappointed by a Stephen King book, so... Yeah. That was nice. That was a good question that tied into what we're doing.
Last one. What would you sing at karaoke night?
Ooh, I love karaoke. My roommate and I, we sing Breaking Free from High School Musical, if we ever sing.
So, that one?
Yeah, we get up there and sing a little duet together.
That's good. That's good. Because you want to make it something people know, something that people clearly see you're not taking it that seriously, but also, like, fun. I think the best karaoke songs everyone can join in.
Yeah, so I also like Sweet Caroline. Say you're doing, like, karaoke at, like, a house party, and, like, you're the last person to sing, you gotta sing Closing Time. So.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I guess I'd say, like, Since You've Been Gone, only because I know all the lyrics.
Since you've been gone.
But, like...
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one to, like, really go crazy. I don't know. Taylor Swift, I guess. I don't sing a lot of karaoke, so...
Yeah, I love karaoke. Maybe we'll do a couple of these every episode. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, they are
fun. It lightens the mood a little bit, and you get to know a little something about your,
Yeah.
Maybe we should pose. Oh, I'll put the book one up on the Instagram.
Every time we'll take one of the ones we do. And just, you know, so we're not stealing. This is from signupgenius.com if you want to do it with some of the people you're quarantining with. That's a great idea, actually. Like, if you're sitting with people you're quarantining with and you, like, just want to get to know them a little
bit. It's actually brilliant.
Then just look up, like, literally what I looked up was, like, getting to know you questions. And because it's interesting, you might think you know your roommates or your family even, but there's certain questions that you just never ask them. Like, half of these questions I wouldn't be able to answer for anyone else.
Yeah, you know, what would you do if you won the lottery? That's a conversation starter. Boom.
If I won the lottery, I think of an important thing to do is... Not, like, let everyone know that you are the person who won it. Like, try to go, like,
I think you have to wait a year it comes out.
Yeah, and then go and be like, okay, I'll take the money.
My roommates and I, we bought lottery tickets when, like, the Powerball or whatever was, like, at record highs. And then we started getting super nervous about what we would do.
I did that with my sisters.
We convinced ourselves we were going to win, and then we're all out, like, we got to go home. Like, what if we win? What if we win, like...
I mean, it would be crazy, life-changing. Not sure if it would be for the good or bad, but whatever.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're getting... I guess this is not off-topic because, you know, it's what we're talking about, but we don't want to answer too many questions.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let us know if you think that's a great idea or a horrible idea to have us into those questions.
Yeah, DM us. If you feel strongly one way or another, let us know. We won't be offended.
I literally say this every time, but this is so experimental that, like... We will literally talk about anything you tell us to. Or if you're like, listen, when you talk about this, it's so boring. Then we'll be like, okay, we'll cut it.
Yeah. And if you come strictly for, you only want coronavirus, you don't care at all about Josie and I, let us know.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
If you're a thing that you said, please don't talk about this because it's so boring, is the coronavirus, then like... We might have a few problems because it's kind of about that.
Yeah, it's... Yeah. either way, if that's what you feel,
let us know. We'll talk less about it. Okay.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Happy April Fool's Day.
Stay safe.